Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are in Masechta Tamid. Today we start the seventh parak and we learn Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. And the Mishnah continues with the process. Bizman shekohen gadol nichnas l'shtachavos. When the kohen gadol goes in, shlosha ochzimbo, he doesn't go in alone. There are three other kohanim who go to help him in with his steps. Echad b'yimino, echad b'smolo. One's on his east side, one side on his right side, one side's on his left side. And then there's another Kohen who's carrying, who puts his hand on the two shoulder stones, the Abnei Shoam, that are on the ephod. And when the one who makes the announcements, when he hears the feet of the Kohen Gadol moving, because of course the feet, every step, led to the bells that were at the bottom of his clothing to ring. Shehu Yotze, after he does Hashtach Havaya, he's leaving. He lifted up the Paroches. Nechnas, the Kohen Gadol would go in, and he'd bow, and he would go out. And then the other Kohanim who were there, they would also bow, and they would go out. At that point in time, the Kohanim, after they did all the Savoda that we've been talking about for the last couple of days, after they were finished, they would go stand on the steps of the Ulam. Hamdu Arishonim Ledrom Acheyem HaKohanim. Right? The first group, the people that were mentioned that served, the guy who cleaned the Mizbeach, and the guy who cleaned the Menorah, and the guy who carried the pan, and the guy who would do the Ketoros, and the guy who was there to help him, that those five people, they would go stand up, Ledrom Acheyem HaKohanim, to the south of their brothers, the Kohanim. In other words, the right side, right, who of the guys who brought the Evarim, Bechamisha Kelim Shimbiyadam, and these first five guys were still holding their Kelim, the Hatani Biyarecha, the one who cleaned off the Mizbah, the Mizbeach would still be holding his. V'akuz Biyarach, and the guy who cleaned the menorah, right, he would be holding on to his. V'amachta Biyarach, one would be holding on to the pan. V'abasach Biyarach, v'kaf, v'kisuya Biyarach, right, the guy who did the Ketoros would be holding the inner spoon. And then the friend that he appointed, he would be holding on to the kaf, and the cover, right? U'barachu Es'am, they would put their kelim down. And then all the Kohanim would together say Bracha Achas. They would all say Birchas Kohanim. El Shabim Medina, Omer Moses Shalosh Brachas. In the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't stop. Yivarech Hashem, Yareh Hashem, Yisa Hashem. And when we duchen outside of the Mikdash, the Kohanim say it as three. They say it between Yivarechacha and Yareh, and the people would scream out Amen. U'Mikdash Bracha Achas, but we don't say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. They only said it as one. And then they would bow and say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Voed. Right? I'm sorry, they would say not Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. They would say, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam Ba'ad HaOlam. And then the Mikdash Hayu Omrim Es Hashem. When they would duchen in the Beis HaMikdash, they were able to say the Shem HaMefarash. Ubi Medina Bekinu Yev. We would say, when you get to Yudkei Vavkei Yivarechacha, they would say, Yivarechacha in Ado, right, in the Medina, and in the Beis HaMikdash, they would use the Shem Havaya. Right, the Medina, Kohanim, Nosim, Eskapayim, Yedeim, Keneged, Kisfeim. When they would go ahead outside of Eretz Yisrael, and Duchen, they would only raise your hands as high as your shoulders. The Mikdash, Hagabi, Roshem, but in the Mikdash, they would lift it up above the heads, except for the Kohen Gadol, of course, Chutzmi Kohen Gadol, She'inu Magbias Yadav L'malam and Atzitz. The rule is the Kohen Gadol would never lift his hands above the Tzitz said Kodesh L'Hashem, nothing is above Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Kohen Gadol Magbias Yadav L'malam and Atzitz, She'nemar Ba'isam Aaron Es Yadav Elam Ba'yavarchem. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, Aaron lifted his hands to the people. Aaron was a Kohen Gadol, so obviously for him it was allowed. So suggests Rabbi Yehuda. And of course, we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We assume that what? That the Kohen Gadol also is not allowed to lift his hands above the tzitz, just like the Tana Kama holds. Okay, we will stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue with the rest of the rules of the Kohen Gadol tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day. Bye.